one's called Record. Overflowing, drowning all I just wanted to take a second to talk to you. Did you know that when I first met Jeff Amon, he lived in a small tiny studio apartment, and it was about 100 steps from the entrance to this building on John Street. And to think how long it took him to get 100 steps to this stage tonight. It's about 30. I'm going to toast to my friend Jeff Amon. But even more kind of spectacular than this last 100 steps was however many miles it took to get him from where he grew up in a very, very small community in Montana called Big Sandy. Population what?
How many?
Population 600, and 60 of them were just his family, you see, 10%. And they can verify because the family is here tonight, sisters and brothers. Let me toast to you too. I'm gonna be hammered by the fifth song here. And Jeff worked at he was a barista. And it was called Raison d'Etre, little coffee joint. And Mike McCready, he worked at Picora's, you see. And Picora's is right across the street too. Hey Mike, so is this better than fucking cutting pepperoni or whatever?
It's a little bit better, but Picora's is pretty fun. When Tim worked there, we all had a good time. I like this shop better, though.
All right, how about Matt Cameron? He went from working at Kinko's to be one of the greatest drummers on the planet. No wonder he never plays the same thing twice, because he hates making copies. He's done with it. Boom Gaspar was a lifeguard in Waimanalo. His feet are as big as fins. He didn't have to use fins. He's like Duke Kwanamuku. Josh Klinghoffer, he worked in a record store, of course, Tempo Records. He's working there right now, apparently, on a side job. Selling dark matter. And I worked at Long's Drugs. I did a little construction, Long's Drugs, number 12. I thought I might end up at Long's Drugs. I thought I might peak by being an assistant manager at Long's Drugs, which meant I could get my prescriptions for cost plus 10%. I had that to look forward to. And Stone Gossard, you worked at... You worked at a little place called Gossard Hardware. Now, how'd you get that job, Stone? Neville, baby. Neville. But he also pulled coffee down in Pioneer Square, something bakery. All right, so the point of the story is, if there is one, the point of the story is don't drink too much wine before the fifth song. The other point of the story is be nice to your barista, because someday you might be asking them to be put on the guest list.